Good morning, Grace City. This is Hannah G, and today we're going to read from Philippians 3, verses 4 through 14. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection of the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I've always struggled to understand and apply the relationship between grace, righteousness, and works. I've always felt like I had this self-imposed whip to my back, urging me to do and do and do in order that my conscience may be assuaged and my reputation saved from ruin. I bend over backwards to save myself, to impute righteousness to myself, instead of accepting the righteousness that God has already given me. And then I think that since works are the outworking of faith, that unless I meet this weird standard that came from who knows where, I must be a fraud with zero faith, like some sort of wolf in sheep's clothing waiting to be discovered as the villain I actually am. What Paul is describing here is a very different kind of striving, which comes from a place of secure identity. Everything Paul presses towards, and even the strength he has to do so, come from God. His only boast is in him. This isn't striving for righteousness, but from righteousness. It's not striving for identity, it's striving from identity. And it's an honorable and noble striving towards the fullness of salvation. Anyone who has walked with me knows that when we hit an incline, my pace picks up immediately and I sustain it until the end of the incline. I cannot stand to trudge slowly up hills. I would love to be that way in my spiritual walk as well. I want to be the person that keeps walking and maybe even picks up the pace when encountering spiritual mountains. I want to press on towards the fullness of what God has for me, casting aside everything that would hold me back, including my own self-righteousness. The idea of being that immovable, stalwart, joyfully persevering follower of Jesus is so attractive to me. Being that person who seems to have killed every ounce of self-righteousness and simply believes God, walks from identity, and presses on is something I pray for and pursue myself, and also pray and hope for our church. So God, I pray that we would lean into the righteousness that you have already imputed to us. I pray that we would grab hold of the identity of being yours, being made new, and that we would walk from that place, and we wouldn't try to strive towards, you know, achieving identity or achieving righteousness, like self-righteousness, but that we would walk from a place of already having been made right before you and given a new name. And I pray that we would just be given the gift of your strength and your grace to walk out our salvation, to complete it to the end, that we would be faithful followers of you, but not from a place of, like I said, striving for grace, but from grace, that we would just be joyful in our pursuit of you and our pursuit of becoming more like you, and that it wouldn't be something burdensome, because that's just impossible. Because you say that your burden is light. So I pray that you would bless us during this little season that we're intentionally doing that. And then we would take, you know, this attitude of joy and repentance and continue to walk towards that prize, that upward call that you have for us. Yeah, keep my brothers and sisters safe and bless them during this Lent season. In Jesus' name, amen.